This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Heavy rains and high winds are lashing the Golden State. The latest atmospheric river is raising concerns again about flooding and mudslides. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen talks to geologist Mike Phipps about the threats.
There were three landslides in Rancho Palos Verdes. Geologists say they've always been moving, but this time it's different.
And the movement velocities of the landslide are increasing. It's pretty significant. We haven't seen this really happen before. The city and the homeowners, everybody is trying to do everything they can to limit the damage.
The historic Wayfarers Chapel had to shut its doors because of the ongoing land movement. Flooding and landslides are not the only concerns with this storm, but high surf too along the coast, like in Manhattan and Seal Beach.
Outside Minneapolis, a man barricaded in his home opened fire, killing two police officers as well as a paramedic. Last week, 22 people were hurt and one person died in a shooting in Kansas City. And last Sunday, a shooting inside a megachurch in Texas shocked worshipers. Correspondent Mark Strassman on the impact of shootings on the country.
Dr. Arthur Evans, CEO of the American Psychological Association.
We have about a third of people in the country who are saying that their behavior has changed because of mass shootings.
Right after mass shootings, Evans says 75% of Americans report significant stress and that parents of young children especially have concerns about their kids' safety.
Activists say Russian authorities have detained hundreds as people paid tribute to Alexei Navalny. The critic of the Kremlin died in an Arctic prison last week. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
There are all kinds of reports flying around about the location of Alexei Navalny's remains and what might have happened to cause his death on Friday. What we know for sure is only that his mother and lawyer traveled from Moscow to the Russian Arctic town of Salakhard near the prison where Navalny was last held and have not yet located his body.
With less than a week left of campaigning in her home state before the South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley, the former governor there, went after President Biden.
We all know people who are over 75 that can run circles around us. And then we know Joe Biden. Congress is now the most privileged nursing home in the country.
A cougar attacked a group of five cyclists on a trail in Washington Saturday afternoon, sending a woman to the hospital. Officers say they removed one subadult cougar on arrival at the scene and say based on witnesses, they believe there may have been a second cougar, but it has not yet been located. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wingehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin watched a 13-point lead in the first half slip away as the Iowa Hawkeyes won 88-86 in overtime. Matt LePay with the call in Iowa City.
1.3 seconds to play. Badgers down two. Rolling left is Gilmore. Throws it inbounds. It's picked off by Sanford, and Iowa wins it in overtime. 88-86.
Stephen Crowell led with a season-high 22 points. The Badgers have now lost five of their last six games. Head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if it battled to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we got the ball in pretty high percentage areas there. Tyler fouls out, so it takes away one of our post presences. But we still got it there. A.J. had it deep. You know, Chucky had it in there. But as we break this down, the large portion of this is going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
That's Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear skies and a low near 22. Sunshine, low 40s on your Monday. For Monday night, mostly cloudy and 29. Tuesday, mostly sunny. We'll have highs in the upper 40s, and we'll be in the low 50s on Wednesday with partly sunny skies. 48 Thursday.
It's 21 right now.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program on Anything Goes Weekend here. A lot to talk about. This is fascinating. You know, there's the three states on the Baltic, the Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, all north of Poland and south of Finland, and all with borders on either Russia or Belarus, are freaking out after Donald Trump said he would encourage Russia to attack them. Because they're the ones that are right on the front line, right? They're the first. If Putin decides, if he takes Ukraine, he's looking at what's next. Moldova would almost certainly go very, very quickly, you know, which is kind of buried in a little bit of a fringe of Poland, as I recall. Then you've got Poland, then you've got, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And these three countries, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, have gotten together and put together what they call the Baltic Defense Line. And they just decided to do this. They've got 1,000 miles of collective border with Russia and Belarus, and they're building, as just Estonia is building 600 bunkers. Talk about fortifying a border. At their meeting last month of these three countries, they agreed to develop high mobility artillery rocket system capabilities as well. That's called HIMARS. Our Vadi Ankauskas, Lithuania's defense minister, I'm sure I'm mangling his name, was quoted as saying in a ministry statement, quote, "We are intensely collaborating in the negotiations with the U.S. on HIMARS integration, personnel training, systems maintenance, and service." So the HIMARS is one of the main things that has allowed Ukraine to hold off these brutal attacks by Russia, where literally every day they are throwing missiles and bombs and killing civilians. Their soldiers have instructions to rape women. They have stolen over 100,000 Ukrainian children, and Putin has trafficked them into Russia. God only knows where or to whom or how they're being abused and who's exploiting them. I mean, this whole situation is just insane. And the people in that neighborhood are starting to get very, very concerned. Also, Chauncey DeVega writing over in Salon. I think this is an interesting one, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Well, you know, whether you think that he's onto something here or not. He's arguing that basically, he says, last week in the American media, mainstream news media, especially its elite agenda-setting outlets such as the New York Times, had a choice to make. They could repeat and amplify the nakedly partisan, inaccurate, unprofessional, editorializing so-called report by former Trump regime member Special Counsel Robert Hur about Joe Biden's non-existent classified documents scandal and his supposed memory problems. Or they could focus on how Donald Trump is continuing with his threats and promises to be a dictator, creating a concentration camp system, and engaging in illegal mass deportations with hundreds of thousands of black and brown undocumented residents that would involve declaring martial law and an invasion by the military of blue states before giving Vladimir Putin permission to attack Western Europe. Predictably, the American mainstream media chose the first option.
writes Chauncey DeVega. But the larger point that he's making here is that we're just exhausted with MAGA. The headline to his piece in Salon was, "With Trump on trial, MAGA must lash out at random targets like Taylor Swift, but they can keep up the outrage." And that's the thing, that basically all they've got is, "We hate you. You know, own the libs." There's no substance to this other than, you know, hand Ukraine over to Putin, hand the Baltic states over to Putin, hand Europe over to Putin, and more tax cuts for billionaires. That's basically the entire Republican message now. Do you have MAGA fatigue? Does the Republican Party have MAGA fatigue? I think we're approaching an inflection point, and I think what's going to solidify it is a blowout in the November election. Knock wood. So we'll see. Meanwhile, in another brilliant move, Moscow Mike, who is or pretends to be, I mean, you just never know, right? A very religious man, has invited the pastor of the Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills Church in Chino Hills, California, Pastor Hibbs is his name, Jack Hibbs, to deliver the opening prayer to the House of Representatives. This was just a couple of weeks ago. And it's becoming kind of a scandal. Because this is what Jack Hibbs had to say. He didn't say this in his prayer, but these are things that he said immediately preceding it. He said that Kamala Harris, who is a Baptist, by the way, isn't really a Christian. He said Harris and Nancy Pelosi hold anti-Christ worldviews. He said Trump won the election, Biden stole it. He has violated the Johnson Amendment repeatedly. He preaches politics from the pulpit, and yet he still demands that you and I pay for the cost of police and fire protection for his church. He doesn't want to pay any taxes at all, and he doesn't pay any taxes. He said that the Biden administration is, quote, pure, pure, Christless, godless evil. He's a science denier who once claimed that, quote, if evolution is true, there would be no such thing as homosexuality. He blamed the existence of transgender people on demonism. He says God's judgment is evident through LGBTQ characters in the children's show Blue Clues. He said Jews in Israel could avoid the wrath of Hamas by converting to Christianity. He defended the January 6th insurrection, saying, quote, this is what you get when you eject God from the schools. His church helped take over a local school board and turned it into a religious event. And as I said, Mike Johnson invited him to Congress. Moscow Mike, who's so religious that he's supporting a convicted rapist for president. He's so religious that he's supporting a dictator, a foreign dictator, who sends his troops into a nearby democratic country to rape women and steal children and kill a whole bunch of people. It's just, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. Let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I called in a couple weeks ago and talked about active shooter and cat litter.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to follow up on that because I did a little research. Do you remember Columbine High School?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's in Jefferson County School District. And they're using 5-gallon buckets with first aid kits, tourniquets, cat litter, and tarps, and they're calling them go buckets. All 164 schools were outfitted with go buckets in 2017.
This is in case of a mass shooter, in case of a school shooter?
Yes.
And the cat litter is so that the kids can pee in the closet if they have to?
Yeah, well, they can throw everything, all the other, the tourniquets and all the other stuff that's in the bucket, empty the bucket, throw the cat litter in, and then they have something. But yeah, the most important part is, if you have time, if you could go on YouTube and put in a search, go buckets and school, you'll get dozens and dozens of school districts that are doing this, and they're putting out a presentation so that other schools can see how to build their own go buckets.
And this is, they would rather do this than do something about the guns on the streets.
Well, they got like $5 million for their school district, and they bought all new locks for all the doors, and then with the change, they bought these 5-gallon buckets.
Right.
And by the way, it just happens to be that the Jefferson School District is adjacent to Boebert's district.
Mm-hmm.
There, she might even have a few schools in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also been one of those people saying that there's kids that are dressing up as furries and want to pee in the class and, right, you know, all
they
that.
They want K-litter, yeah.
So
very strange.
I believe that the transgender and the CRT and all of that stuff is just a booster shot for the MAGA lizard brains.
Yeah.
That if they can keep on coming up with wild, crazy stuff to keep the MAGAs wound up, that they won't lose them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, that was the essence of Chauncey DeVega's piece, is they constantly have to have outrage because that's the only thing that holds their people to them.
So I anticipate that there will be other crazy stuff because they have to keep these people riled up. Otherwise, yeah, they'll lose them.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right. Yep. So the question now, Mike, is what's going to be the next outrage du jour? I think you and I agree. It will come. We just don't know what it is. Mike, thank you for the call. I'm sure they're very carefully over at Fox News trying to figure out exactly what should it be. And you know, let's call up Chris Rufo and ask him what it should be. 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend.
Keep your home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the show.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people that say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active even into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. The key to Chuck Norris's longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com and use the code EASY. Or text EASY to 511-511 and you'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. And John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Yeah, I was thinking about the way the media has handled the coverage of the impeachment of the Homeland Security Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really kind of annoying to me. It's such a serious tool, and the Republicans obviously playing games with it, and the media plays along. And instead, they could have educated us in what high crimes and misdemeanors really are. And I think all you have to do is go back a few years to the Trump cabinet to see cabinet members who actually committed high crimes.
For example?
And well, for example, Ryan Zinke, Interior Department Secretary, the Inspector General, referred him to the Justice Department for corruption.
Prosecution, you're right. That's absolutely right. Also his... his EPA guy, I'm forgetting his name right now, but yeah.
Well, Alex Acosta, Labor, Robert Wilkie, yep. Veterans, yep. Elaine Chao, Mitch McConnell's wife,
yep.
Transportation, who used her job to further her private business,
yep.
Wilbur Ross at the end. That's five out of how many cabinet positions are there? 20 or something?
I don't know.
That's, yeah, something like that. But yeah. This is what we would go back to with Trump. And I understand this was a perfect opportunity for the media to remind us of this. And
these
were crimes that were referred to the Justice Department for corruption, which, of course, was teed up for Merrick Garland when he walked in the door the first day and did absolutely nothing,
yep.
as we know, along with,
for
with
2 years.
Instruction, you know. Yeah. Yeah, so perfect opportunity missed to enlighten us on what high crimes and misdemeanors really are, instead of allowing the Republicans to trivialize this whole process and make a mockery of it.
I agree. And that's a brilliant analysis, John, and would make a great op-ed. You're absolutely right. And it's because I would argue that it's because we have infotainment now instead of actual news. What's going to get the clicks and how can we present complex things in simple ways and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I got it. Right. John, well said. Right. Thank you very much.
We wake up and forget everything the next day.
There you go. There okay. you go. Thanks, John. Good talking to you. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I just want to say that there's really only one way now to save Ukraine, and that stems from the fact that there are $300 billion of Russian money that have been appropriated or stalled in both the United States and NATO. Mm-hmm. And it's time for us to give that money to Ukraine.
I agree.
Yeah, the thing is that the majority of people in the country favor aid to Ukraine, not Republicans, by the way, right. but the population in general wants to give money to the Ukraine. And so if Congress or the Supreme Court objects, just tell them, okay, we'll meet you next November.
Yep, I agree. By the way, the majority of Republicans in both the House and Senate support aid to Ukraine. It's this MAGA, Trump, Putin minority, the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Moscow Mike Johnson, it's the Matt Gaetz. I mean, it's that crowd. And over on the Senate side, you got Mike Lee and you got, Rand Paul. And, there's a handful of them that just, they would put the interests of Moscow above the interests of the United States and do. And what amazes me, Rand Paul from his flying over to Moscow when Trump was president to hand deliver top secret documents to Putin and never getting busted for it, never even getting interrogated by the FBI about it, to now just coming right out on the floor of the Senate and saying he doesn't want aid going to Ukraine. I mean, I'm surprised that these people are still in office. I'm surprised that there hasn't been an uprising in their states. It's a real testimonial to how effective the Russian propaganda is working, particularly on social media right now. These Russian trolls, they're all over Facebook and Twitter right now.
In order to get that $300 billion to Ukraine, Mr. Biden has got to have a little bit of cojones.
I agree.
English.
He would have to bend some rules. I get it. Lawrence, thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls, your thoughts and ideas and concerns on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls in just a second.
Your home of the early Homeroom Show. West Palm. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10. Market on and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies at Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are.
Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A heavily armed man shot and killed two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic who were responding to a domestic violence call. Drew Evans is with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
This individual had several guns and large amounts of ammunition and shot at the police officers from multiple positions within the home.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley takes aim at both Donald Trump and President Biden on ABC.
We need a new generational leader that's not distracted by court cases, that's not filled with vengeance towards our enemies, that's not in the drama.
South Carolina holds its GOP primary on Saturday. And it's been more than a year. It's been a year since former President Jimmy Carter started to receive hospice care in his Georgia home. His grandson Jason gave an update on CBS News Sunday morning.
After a year in hospice, on a daily basis, we have no expectations for his body, but we know that his spirit is as strong as ever.
Jimmy Carter is 99. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Lizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and two dozen people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear skies and a low near 22. Sunshine, low 40s on your Monday. For Monday night, mostly cloudy and 29. Tuesday, mostly sunny. We'll have highs in the upper 40s, and we'll be in the low 50s on Wednesday with partly sunny skies. 48 Thursday.
It's 21 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
For all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics
the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour in the last hour. In the wake of the news that Alexei Navalny, the Russian politician, opposition politician that Putin put in jail, President Biden gave a quick press conference, about a four-minute press conference. I want to play about 2 minutes of that. President Biden started out talking about how, this is an indication of the brutality of Putin, that Putin is responsible for this death, that this is how Putin has turned Russia basically into a prison. But then he continues and he gets into U.S. and domestic politics as well. And I find this very fascinating. So here, this is President Biden from earlier today.
People across Russia and around the world are mourning Navalny today because he was so many things that Putin was not. He was brave. He was principled. He was dedicated to building a Russia where the rule of law existed and where it applied to everybody. Navalny believed in that Russia. He knew it was a cause worth fighting for and obviously even dying for. This tragedy reminds us of the stakes of this moment. We have to provide the funding so Ukraine can keep defending itself against Putin's vicious onslaughts and war crimes. There was a bipartisan Senate vote that passed overwhelmingly in the United States Senate to fund Ukraine. Now, as I've said before, and I mean this in a literal sense, history's watching. History's watching the House of Representatives. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. It's going to go down in the pages of history. It really is. It's consequential. And the clock is ticking. And this has to happen. We have to help now. We have to realize what we're dealing with Putin. All of us should reject the dangerous statements made by the previous president that invited Russia to invade our NATO allies if they weren't paying up. He said if an ally did not pay their dues, he'd encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want.
This is Biden speechless here. he's really struggling with this one. I guess I should
clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking. But let me be clear. This is an outrageous thing for a president to say. I can't fathom from Truman on, they're rolling over in their graves hearing this. As long as I'm president, America stands by our sacred commitment to our NATO allies, as they have stood by their commitments to us repeatedly. Putin and the whole world should know if any adversary were to attack us, our NATO allies would back us. And if Putin were to attack a NATO ally, the United States will defend every inch of NATO territory. Now is the time for even greater unity among our NATO allies to stand up to the threat that Putin's Russia poses. I send my deepest condolences to Alexei's staff and supporters. We're going to continue his work despite this loss, despite all of Putin's desperate attempts to stamp out the opposition, and most of all to his family, especially to his wife, his daughter, and his son, who have already sacrificed so much for their family and a shared dream for a better future for Russia. So I just want to say God bless Alexei Navalny. His courage will not be forgotten, and I'm sure it will not be the only courage we see coming out of Russia in the near term.
There you go.
I'm literally...
There we go. So, back to your calls. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Oh, man, I got to follow up after the president.
He's your warm-up act, Ed.
Yeah, on free speech, Tom, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just don't put after my name that I'm a Putin lover, because I'm not.
No, I won't.
free speech. I like to watch Fox and Newsmax and One America, and my wife hates it when I do that. But this goes to Taylor Swift. Ms. Swift has the right to stay and do whatever she wants or say whatever she wants, and they want to take her voice away, which I hope they don't. If somebody asks her who she's voting for, or if she tells her crowd, get up there and register to vote, and doesn't say anything else, but she could come out and go, The first thing I would like to see is Citizens United overturned. I would like to see health care universal. I would like to see that unions should be able to unionize, or people should be able to unionize. If she just said a few of those things, the people on Fox News, their hair would be on fire, Tom. Right. It would absolutely be on fire.
I must have missed something, Ed. Who's the she you're talking about?
I watch The Five every now and then. They think they're comedians. But
the person on The Five.
Understand.
Okay, yeah.
On The Five, yeah. It's the so-called lawyer, Jeannie, the drunk, the one that drinks all the time, Jeannie Pinero, but any or whatever her name is. But she came right out and said that she shouldn't say anything. She doesn't have a right to say anything, but Kid Rock does, Ted Nugent does, Diamond does. I don't know why Jamie Diamond has a right to say anything either. I mean, if they want to say somebody that doesn't have a right to say anything.
Yeah, these Republicans are just snowflakes. Everybody has a right to say something. They just don't like it. I mean, it's the old Harry Truman thing. You know, he says, they say I'm giving them hell, but I don't remember the quote verbatim, but I'm just telling the truth, basically. Go ahead.
Well, I just know that nobody's going to take my voice away. If I have something to say, I have Republican friends, and I just tell them, hey, I'll vote for this. I have to convince you the reason why I'm voting. You have to convince me the reason why you're voting. And if we don't agree on it, we agree to disagree, and life goes on.
There you go.
And that's
there you
it.
Go. I'm with you, Ed. Ed, thank you. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I had a humorous anecdote, but I think I'll save it because I'm really moved by what Biden said about Navalny, and I just want to do something quick and tell people there's a fabulous documentary about, it's an award-winning one, Academy Awards, all kinds of stuff, about Navalny. It's called Navalny. It's on Max or HBO or whatever they call it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, YouTube. So tell people, please, to look it up, and that's all I'll say, and I'll call you back when things are in a brighter mood.
Okay, thank you, Kathy, and thanks for the recommendation. It is a brilliant documentary. It really and truly is. Tiffany in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Tiffany, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to call, get your opinion on the border, it being so open and all of these immigrants coming over. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why everyone gets so mad that these people are showing up, because all we do is funnel the guns down to these countries, right, which then in turn makes these people leave their country because they're not safe. And then they come here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. But it's very profitable.
I don't understand.
Well, that's the answer to it, is that it's very profitable. Virtually all of the weapons in South and Central America that are driving, the gang that are arming the gangs, they're all made in the United States. And they're coming out of the
100%.
United States. Yep. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about stopping the flow of weapons into Central and South America, because there's somebody making a pile of money on it. I think that's pretty much the simple explanation, Tiffany.
Well, I think if people were to look at it like that, maybe we could have a different country.
I agree, or at least a different policy. I'm with you, Tiffany. Thank you. Thank
For
you very
sure.
much.
Yeah.
Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good day, Tom. Rest in peace, Alexei Navalny, and my condolences to you on the loss of your friend, Jerry.
Thank you.
The boosters start to wane after about 4 or 5 months, so I wonder if a second booster might be available this winter. But, Tom, I think we can say, changing subjects, that the mask came off with Trump's NATO comments this week. And, hopefully this is going to be a wake-up call that, as a country, we've been sleepwalking towards fascism with this guy. And, besides everything you've been saying this week, I recommend people looking at Rachel Maddow's opening monologue from her show on Monday. Yeah. It's a poignant historical perspective.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too. You can find it easily.
Yeah. And now it's up to all of us to defeat this threat in November. But we also need President Biden and Vice President Harris to step up out of their comfort zones to fight fire with fire. And to me, Tom, that means President Biden unabashedly taking on what FDR called the economic royalists, today's billionaire class. They're gutting any semblance of a decent quality of life for everyday Americans. Your Hartman report from earlier in the week, how the richest democracy in the world abandons Americans, that your writing does an excellent job documenting this billionaire evisceration of the middle class. So, you know, what do you think? Can President Biden channel FDR and while doing that portray Trump for what he is? He's the epitome of this sociopathic, predatory billionaire class, and he's the guy who's going to open up the floodgates for fascist oligarchic rule both here and abroad, i.e. Putin conquering Europe.
Yeah.
I really think that's the key to overwhelmingly winning this election for President Biden to do that.
Yeah, I agree with your analysis, and I agree that Biden needs to be, he needs to be more in a, you know, taking names and kicking ass mode. We'll see if he can do it. At the very least, he needs to be calling a press conference every day or every time there's any event that would justify even have the smallest justification for a press conference. Americans need to get familiar with him. They need to feel comfortable with the way he kind of stutters and stumbles when he talks, and just figure, okay, that's just him. He's not senile. Obviously, he's got a lot to say, and he's doing really, really well as president.
And he can sound very forceful when he wants to, and I think we need more of that.
I agree. So. I'm with you, Jeff. Jeff, thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls.
Keeping your home for the Devil's Advocate.
We stream from 4 until 6.
This is The Shaw.
540
AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back, Hector in Chicago. Hey, Hector, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. What's up?
You're on speaker. So the cure to everything, I think, is intelligence about not intelligence, just regular everyday intelligence. What you talked about, I learned from about our politicians being rigged since 1978. You know, for all of them to be able to legally is just goes to show the Supreme Court was also bribed because they're the ones who legalized it.
Yep,
and they were. For slavery, I mean, the Civil War, something about they started that, and just so much corruption happened because of that. And I find the cure to be taking care of the Supreme Court. I mean, if we get rid of all the corrupt politicians, everything would be fine.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the American people don't care enough. Because the only way to deal with such devilry, treachery, is to get rid of them. And it's been done everywhere in the world, but for some reason, Americans won't do it. We just sit back and watch TV and...
Well, we're letting our government, you know, run. I don't know how you get rid of Supreme Court justices. I do believe that Biden should expand the Supreme Court, but he doesn't have the ability to do that right now. If he gets a large enough majority in the House and Senate after this election this fall, and he's still president next year, then I hope that that becomes, you know, right up to the top of his agenda, because you're absolutely right, Hector. This so much of this stuff, I mean, it was the Supreme Court with the Heller decision that flooded our country with guns. It was the Supreme Court with the Buckley and Bilotti decisions that flooded our country with, you know, dark money bribing politicians. And I shouldn't even say it was the Supreme Court. It was Republicans on the Supreme Court, 100%. No Democrat on the Supreme Court voted for any of those things. And in fact, they argued strongly against them in their dissenting opinion. So I'm with you. Hector, thank you very much for that. Bjorn in Los Angeles. Hey, Bjorn, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's always good to talk to you. You've got the smartest show on TV and the smartest listeners.
Thank you.
Your caller, John, there was just brilliant. And Tiffany had a really great point, too. What I'm going to say today is, I don't understand the Dick Cheneys of the world who made so much money going willy-nilly into Iraq are so resistant to supporting Ukraine.
Well, I think Dick Cheney is supportive of Ukraine, actually,
workers,
as is his daughter. I just said Dick Cheney and his daughter are both supportive of our efforts in Ukraine. The majority of elected Republicans, and I realize Dick Cheney's no longer one of those, but the majority of elected Republicans support aid to Ukraine. It's just that you've got this rump faction, this Trump-Putin faction that now controls the House through MAGA Mike,
and the so-called Freedom Caucus, and you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and the Crazy Caucus, basically. And you know, they're not doing America any favors, Bjorn. Bjorn, thank you for the call. Susu in Minneapolis. Hey, Susu, what's up?
Hey, all right. I'm trying to figure out where's the Christian voice talking about a war in the Holy Land.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you remember a few years ago there was this WWJD, what would Jesus do?
Right.
Well, so we have this war in what is called the Holy Land, and we're hearing from Jewish citizens and partisans and Muslim, and where's the Christian voice?
Well, it's a minority voice in the region. I mean, there's a fairly large Christian population in Lebanon, but not in Gaza. I mean, you know, there are Christians there, but not that many. There's at least one church in Gaza. I think Christians all across the United States are saying enough. You know, we need to stop killing these children.
Really? I'm not hearing them loudly enough, particularly the president.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Susu, thank you. I completely agree. Thank you. Brian in Duval, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Before I make my comment, I just want to say one thing, and that is that I don't get a chance to listen to your show as often as I would like, but I have learned so much from you over the years, so I really appreciate what
you
do. My comment is this. It's very short and simple. If there was ever any doubt in my mind about the ability of President Biden to lead this country and to be a leader in the free world, it vaporized with that speech this morning.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I mean, he was just so forthright, so straightforward.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was pretty well unscripted, too.
Yeah, I think he might have been working off bullet points on a prompter, but he was not reading a prompter.
Well, of course. You know, you've got to have points, but he was very, you know, very articulate. So, you know, I don't think his age is much of an issue with me.
No, it's not. It's not with me either. Frankly, I think the people for whom age is the biggest issue are the ones who are concerned that, you know, he won't be here 6 years or 5 years from now. That, in other words, that Kamala Harris will become president. And, you know, and I get that.
Yeah, well,
but,
for any
know,
of the,
I think Kamala Harris is doing a great job, too.
I actually first became aware of her when she ran for president, and I kept my eye on her.
Yeah.
And
well,
I said, Biden ought to choose her for vice president. And guess what? He did.
Good on you, Brian. Brian, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us this week. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman. All the folks who work on this program. And thanks to you for being with us throughout this week, for letting our advertisers know that you're listening, for letting our stations know that you care. Thank you so much. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome author Beth Amos and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabo.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.